Hello, BBS Radio people. Thank you for joining Wynn's Wednesday night question and answer conference call. We are in the process of greeting people online, on the telephone lines. Hang in there. We're waiting for Wynn to appear. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please state your name and your city.
Catherine from California.
Hi, Catherine. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Chris, North Carolina.
Welcome, Chris. Thank you for calling in. Doesn't anybody have any jokes?
Nope.
Everybody's quiet. Is it that bad? Am I that bad from Heist? I know I'm not as good as him.
You're fine. You're good.
Thank you.
I had an emotional day. I just I've kind of been communicating with my neighbors about some of the homeless people in the area, trying to get them to not kick them out.
Welcome to the call. Please state your name and your city.
This is Mary from Phoenix.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Oh, that sounds terrible. We'll have to send love and light to those people there. Where are you located?
Citrus Heights.
Citrus Heights,
California.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please state your name and your city.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Hi, Don.
Guys.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please state your name and your city.
Calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What did you say your name was, sir?
Comey, K-O-M-I.
Hi, Comey.
Hi, Comey.
Hi.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please state your name and your city.
Hello, Raiden Knight somewhere in Arizona.
Hello. Welcome to the call. Good
Thank
evening.
You.
Welcome to the call. Please state your name and your city.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry in Sedona. Welcome.
Hi, Terry. Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please state your name and your city.
Hello, Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Thanks for calling in, Shirley. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Tony in St. Louis.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Tony. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please state your name and your city. If you want to. Is it Wynn?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? Well, it's all voluntary. We don't have to speak.
Colleen, what did you say your neighbors wanted to do with the homeless?
It was Jeannie.
Oh, it
wasn't neighbor.
It wasn't Colleen.
Oh, who was it?
Jeannie.
It was Jeannie in California.
Yeah.
Good
what
evening. Welcome to the
homeless?
Call. Please state your name and your city.
Hi, it's Bonnie in Corona.
Good evening, Bonnie. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Connie.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please state your name and your city.
Hi, this is Wynn.
Hi, Wynn. Welcome.
Hi, Wynn.
Hey, Wynn.
Hey, Wynn.
Don't you guys love Marilyn's voice?
Aw, you're so sweet.
She sounds like a big kid.
I am. How do you know? Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please state your name and your city.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Welcome.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Now, is Terry here?
Yes. I'm here.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Marilyn, did Heist teach you how to use the console?
Yes, I'm on the console right now. Although I had a little trouble earlier, Colleen helped me.
Good.
Yeah, I had to figure it out. I did something wrong.
Well, you've been doing something wrong all your life.
I know.
Haven't we all?
Yes.
That's right. Okay.
And that's what all kids right. do.
I know.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Bad. Okay. I'm going to mute everybody
because
Terry's here. Anyone want to say hello before we mute you all?
Hi, hello. This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hi.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hi. Anyone get in touch with Lemmy and David Bowie?
Marilyn. All right.
You want to talk to David Bowie?
Yeah. And Lemmy from
Right.
He's probably off on some other planet already.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, he was already from another planet.
For sure.
I know it. Hang on. He was certainly a wanderer, wasn't he?
Or something.
Or something.
He started us.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, we're getting the latest on rock and roll from Chris in Memphis. And Carrie, let me make sure I hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I hear you okay. Do I sound okay?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Terry and I are in separate locations right now. So if we screw up, I can't run in the other room and say, Terry, get on the line. Terry, unmute yourself. So
I can't run in the other room and say, Gwen, you dropped out.
That's right.
Gwen, you fell asleep.
So this
well,
is.
I'll
this
be
is
paying attention.
Okay.
But what are you going to do? Are you going to take over? Something
no.
happened?
Oh, gosh, no. No, but I'll pay attention.
Oh, you can pay attention.
And if your call, if your voice sounds funny, I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. Oh, you're going to be just like Kai's, huh?
Yeah, Blair. I'm going to listen.
You're fuzzy tonight.
I am.
All right.
I'll mute myself.
You know, Marilyn's been coming on our calls for a long time, and I'm glad to have her be a greeter because, you know, she's always scared because I might make fun of her, but she's getting used to it.
Yeah.
But you can make fun of me, too, more or less.
It's my laughing that is going to annoy people. I laugh a lot.
Okay. So, you know what? I'm going to start out our Wednesday question. I've been. Well, let me. Do you know how to mute those tones, Marilyn?
No. Is it star 8? Okay, I got it.
No, wait a second. Now you're doing it with me, okay?
Uh-oh.
You're doing it. I'm doing it. So you're doing one thing and I'm counteracting it. Hang on, don't do it. Just one moment.
Okay.
Okay, we did it. All right. You know, I'm gonna start out tonight with a song. This is like an old song. That has such deep lyrics. And I've always wanted to play it, and I never got around to it. So I'm going to play it tonight. And I'll bet you guys like it. Hang on a second.
Can I interrupt you for just a second, Wynn, and ask you something?
What?
Jeannie in California is very upset this evening because of problems with the homeless, trying to get rid of the homeless in California. And I was wondering if... we could send love and light their way.
Can we I? Could. We just did it. It's done. Just because you said it.
Okay. Good.
But you know, I have to, in general, mm-hmm. unless we don't ask questions. You know, if I open the Wednesday call up for people to send in all kinds of things,
right?
We'll never get to the questions.
Okay.
So. That's okay. Well, you did it wrong again, okay?
Yeah, Back my hand again.
See, the problem is that as soon as you do something and make an exception, other people want you to make the same exception. Then every Wednesday, people will send me questions. Can we send the light to Ukraine? Can my husband's in the hospital, and he's on critical list. It's very hard for me to just, you know, occasionally I will break protocol. Okay.
Okay.
Occasionally. But I just said do that because I can do it. Okay.
Okay.
But it's good not to do it as a matter of habit. All right.
Okay.
Now,
here's
this song, and I just wonder how many of you remember it. Okay. I bet you some of you do. Okay. I think it should be done in a rock and roll version, and I'll leave that up to Chris. There we go.
You got to accentuate the positive, elim, minate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith. A pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the well, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything was so dark?
But you'll find Terry Como sung it. I don't know if you heard the lyrics. Terry, could you hear the lyrics?
I could. I love the lyrics.
Did you ever hear that before?
Yes.
All callers are unmuted.
Yes. I love that song.
How many of you heard?
Yeah. I was dancing.
Yes.
That's amazing.
How many heard it for the first time tonight?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
How many of you knew it was all about duality, stuck into pop music?
Hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Well, it hadn't really occurred to me, but yeah.
I never thought about it.
Who's that, Ron?
Yeah. I like Black Sabbath's cover of it.
Black Sabbath did a cover of it?
No, they should.
Right. Yeah. Someday we'll sing that song together because it is such good counsel. No, it really is.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
To be able to see. Oh, I should have. I didn't start my recording and Marilyn didn't tell me. All right.
This conference is being recorded.
This is January 20th, 2016, Wednesday question and answer call. And you guys just missed the song. Actually went accentuate the positive. I played that, and I meant to record it. So go look it up. It's like one of the original songs about duality that became a big hit. I probably in the 40s, I guess, you know. Even I wasn't alive. But I played Johnny Mercer. It's on YouTube. There's Perry Como on YouTube. In fact, there's probably all kinds of people. But I always wanted to play that song because the lyrics are so good and so wise. And let's get right into our questions and answers for the day. Anybody listening that's fairly new, this is a call where people submit questions about all kinds of stuff, and I pick the most important, relevant questions, and we ask them to our sources. And
sorry, I really don't understand. Can you just keep typing?
Did you hear that? I really don't understand. Now, what's going on here? I think my headset's battery is going down. Hang on. Okay. There we go. I got it on again. And Terry, you're not ready, right?
No, I'm never ready. Never. I hope that the Elohim are ready, though.
In any case, when we ask a question, and it's for someone else, many times the wisdom that comes in is correct for everybody. And but sometimes it's in particular for that person. So the key here is to take these answers, and if there's something you can make work for yourself, try it. If it works, you know it works. We're not here to become blind believers in the Elohim, nor do they want that. Each of us is a sovereign being on our own path, and we are all part of the divine. And in this realm, most people forget that. They lose that connection. Does not mean you're bad because you lose it. Does not mean you're wrong because you lose it. Because you've chosen to take a body in the physical realm, it comes with the territory, okay? And why do people come here if it's so difficult? I've heard this said many times, and I think it's true. Sometime I'll ask our sources. But in the physical realm, you can have the greatest growth possible in this realm on this planet than anywhere else. And so it's kind of like we've jumped in to the super university of spiritual evolution. And you guys on this call are on the super university of spiritual evolution. And don't judge yourself. Realize that everything that comes up for you is part of the process. And just go through it, observe it. Don't feel guilty. Don't make yourself wrong. You know, the key is don't hurt other people. If you do, it'll create karma. And make yourself as happy as you can. And if there's opportunities to help other people in an authentic way where they don't become codependent on you, or you learn how to keep your own boundaries so you can help somebody. But, you know, this is one of the reasons people don't help people. I'm sure of it. I mean, I can see it in myself. I have to go through this. If you really help somebody, you can encourage them to be dependent on you. And everybody wants to help, but nobody wants a bunch of dependents unless you've got you're having a bunch of children, and then it goes with the territory of having children. But learn to help with boundaries so that you don't get caught up and have I have to do that, because you know I'm putting myself out there, and I love you guys, I really do. I wouldn't be doing it. I love what we're doing. Terry loves what we're doing, and I try to set this up so that I can do it, and I can't possibly, even though I like people, I can't possibly be personally involved with most of the people on the line. And when I do get personally involved, it's not because I like somebody better than someone else. It's usually because we're working together. We have something to do together in this work, and they're helping. Otherwise, and if I do talk to someone, I don't want to create a thing. I mean, this used to happen. People would call me all the time. They think I needed friends. And I appreciate friends. But here we're creating astral friendships. I know many people do need friends, because and there's been periods of my life when I needed friends. And real friends are hard to find. That's why we do things like Team Shift and Reading Club, so people can corroborate with a high-minded, high-intended group of people. And you meet people that are usually at a higher level than you would meet in your regular life. And you have more excuses to call in the light. And it takes a lot of work to do this. You know, it takes a lot of work to stay centered. It takes a lot of work to get over your stuff, your garbage, your unconscious patterns. And on the same token, it can be really easy. It can happen in the blink of an eye. And so we're trying our best to put out the keys to that. And many of you are getting it. And some of you are working on it, okay? And let's see. Hang on. We're going to call in the light. Let's see if there's any last-minute questions here. Yeah, okay. We got all the questions, except, let me see. Bonnie and Jim Blayhut. Bonnie, you're getting a reading. I think I'll save your question for your reading. And Jim, let me go through all the others. If we have time, we'll get to you. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And Terry, you're making noise.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, let me go check here. It's probably Marilyn. She's got a moderator tonight. No, it doesn't look like it's Marilyn. Okay? I'll keep an eye on the phone. All right, don't worry about
it. It was my mic.
Yeah. I mean, if you touch your mic, you don't even know you're making noise, and it makes a huge sound.
Oh, no.
Right there. That wasn't a huge sound, but it was still a sound. We ask right now for the presence of the light, surround and protect each person here, and that any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now And right now, just before our sources introduce themselves, while we have our energy together, we're going to just surround our planet with love light, our group energy. We're going to send this light to the west coast of the United States, particularly like Northern California, Oregon, and Washington, where there is the potential for a huge earthquake. So just hold that space for that. We send this to Fukushima and the reduction, transmutation of radioactivity. And we send the principles of compassion, empathy, to the entire planet Earth, and that waking up all the wanderers here that we can to help increase the intensity of the group energy. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Fa'an, and we are pleased to be with each and every one of you who wishes connection. We come in directly. We do not talk through the telephone line. We come straight to you. Oftentimes, it is hard to sense us because we are at a vibration that is very much higher than the third density, but we are able to come in the upper reaches of the third density vibration. And we send you a hearty, loving hello. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. Okay, first question here is from, let's see, this is from Fred Brooks in Alaska, and he asks about this pain in his feet and his legs, and does it have anything to do with a past life? He had a vision of being a soldier and guarding something when we were attacked, and I was wounded and died a long, slow, painful death. On the other hand, it could be Lyme disease that is in all of us, like Morgellons. And my friend Sonia is doing a bang-up job curing my pain from Lyme disease. And his friend Sonia has some unusual products. And my friend Liz, and also does energy healing. My friend Liz's nerve damage and broken back and neck problems. So was my pain related to the past, or is it something in the physical today? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Your pain is related to your past. It's not only the lifetime in which you were a soldier and received injury to your feet, but it is an earlier lifetime that is hard to see based upon the more recent lifetime with this pain from the soldier wound. But the earlier wound, we see there was a type of torture upside. And if you can sense the earlier, what pain is attached to the present, what pain is attached to the soldier lifetime, and then it's built on and lingering also from the lifetime in which you receive torture on in your feet. And we slowly look at it, take your time in looking at it. Does the pain may get worse as you approach the incident? This will let you know that you are approaching the incident. And then the pain can reach a height, a maximum.
and be very hard to bear, but then just surrender to it and let it ease off then. And remember before when you did not have such pain. And eventually this memory will fade and will allow your feet to heal. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from John Siborowski. Let me see if I can understand his question. John is very scientifically oriented. And sometimes if you ask too scientific a question, I might get caught in Terry's filter because she doesn't understand it. But I'll read it and we'll see. The gravity force is inversely proportional to the square of the distance between two bodies. Why is the exponent in this formula exactly 2 rather than 1.999 or 2.006? Or is it not exactly equal to 2? And if not, does it change over time? Or is it slightly different in different parts of the universe? That's from John in Las Vegas.
Thank you. It is slightly different, and it depends upon the we're going beyond Terry's understanding. The square of the distance, and as the mass increases and of the distance decreases, the force magnifies. It is somewhat dependent upon the density of the mass, and the density of the mass is different in different locations and different bodies in the universe, different planets, different parts of different planets. It is a force of attraction, which, put in simple terms, is the desire of one thing to connect with another.
So matter is just attracted to itself.
Matter is attracted to other matter.
Other matter. That's what I mean. Other matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And the force of gravity is how that's measured, the attraction between matter.
It's more than how it's measured. It is an actual physical thing that happens.
Yeah. Is there a way of understanding gravity intuitively other than to just say matter is attracted to other matter?
When one experiences an energy attraction to something, one may be looking at a magnet and sense the attraction. One may be looking. It is somewhat beyond the sense of looking, though, so that one is experiencing like a desire to be part of something, and when there is something in the vicinity, one at a subconscious level feels the attraction.
Thank you. Okay, I can see this could be something we could go into at another time because it's kind of a deep question. And probably none of us will understand the answer anyway.
Okay. But very interesting. Excuse me.
Okay. All right. Next question here is from Elizabeth in Ithaca, New York. I've been under the impression that when we transition, we have some choices to make, depending on how awake we are at that time, and if we choose to reincarnate, or if that's our only option, that we continue each life journey with the same people, the same group of friends and family, each time who have also returned. You know, I'd like to comment that I know that you meet the same people, but I think there's not just one group. It's like when you move into a particular pattern from a past life, you meet the people from the past life that relate to the pattern this life. If you move into another pattern, then it attracts the people from the new pattern. I say this because I've had the experience. I know a few of my past lives that where I was famous and that I was duplicating some of them this lifetime, and the people would shift as I went into something new. But in any case, so do we continue with the same people? I would also like to ask our sources if this is how it works, if we reincarnate with the same friends and family each lifetime. Thank you.
Thank you. It is not necessary that one continues with the same friends and family. However, one may incarnate into the same area of the world, and so that the customs and the life patterns within the group are the same. And then one may eventually meet up with the friends and family that one had before. However, one may come back in into an incarnation, and maybe the brother of the woman that in a past life it was the husband, and there may be different roles that the parties assume in relating to each other. One time the mother, one time the father, one time the brother, one time the uncle. And yet they may be born into a similar area, may be born into, say, an area in Turkey, and then in the next life move into a life that is in a city 10 miles away, and that the people have a similar pattern, but also may have been relatives or known to each other in a past life, another past life.
I wanted to ask the question, and I'm pretty sure that I know the answer, but I just wanted to get a confirmation. It seems to me, particularly in wealthy families, that there's a great desire to pass wealth on to the children because it creates a high chance, opportunity, for you to incarnate into that same string. So you end up in a wealthy family, and you're now you're the grandfather of yourself, or the great-great-grandfather. Is that fairly common?
Yes, it is. That is common. Yes.
So it's one of the reasons people have such an inner intensity to have children, because in a sense they're trying to create a better future opportunity for them. Yes?
For themselves, but there is also based deep many times on past lives, of love of the mother mm-hmm. or the grandmother, and the desire to be with that person again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Next question is from D. And she's giving us a little commercial. She's been wearing both pendants for several weeks, and she bought one for her daughter. Thank you, Dee. I guess she likes it. She didn't say that. A few days ago, I had a long 15-year relationship end because I questioned something that happened. I was distraught. The following day, for the first time in my life, I saw a momentary apparition. I questioned whether it was real. I described this young woman in a flowing gown to my daughter, a young woman with dark hair, faceless to me, long, beautiful dress, dark with flowing fabric. She seemed to be blowing in the wind. Since seeing her, my husband was in a car accident today. He had a seizure in a parking lot while driving the car and hit two other vehicles in a light pole. He's in a hospital recovering. Physically, he's fine. No major injuries at all. A testament to the car, other than a bitten tongue from the seizure. So can you ask about this entity? My daughter has seen her too, but at her apartment. I'm thinking I need to get the house cleansed, but I'm wondering, did she have anything to do with my life problems of late? Is she real or just in my head? What can I do if she's real to get rid of her besides just telling her to go away? My daughter Ashley, who lives in Fairborn, Ohio, knows I'm asking and is very interested in having this question answered. I know negativity gives them a chance to come near. I said prayers with the chaplain at the hospital today. Love and light to both you and Terry, D. So Dee is saying she saw this apparition. Her daughter seemed to see the same apparition, after which was there connection between this apparition and what happened to her husband in a car accident? And is there any explanation our sources can give for what this apparition was? Thank you.
Thank you. It is interesting that you mentioned that you had a 15-year relationship with someone that ended before the apparition came. That may be also a part of this. We suggest that you do get a clearing to learn more about this apparition and why it is hanging around and visiting you and your daughter. It is an apparition that the woman is seeking solace, is seeking a resolving of a past life incident. We are speaking slowly as we are looking into the matter, but we suggest that you do get clearing, as this apparition is seeking some
unresolved matter, unresolved emotions to resolve. Thank you.
For this situation, would a clearing by someone like Fred be helpful?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Next question is from I asked that one. Hang on. Okay. Rich. Rich Buckley in Livermore. I experienced a rainbow effect that blew my mind, as I thought it was never possible to catch the gold at the end of the rainbow. Coming east towards Livermore on a showery, broken, cloud-covered day at the base of Dublin Grade on US 580, I was watching a rainbow while driving. As a pilot, I've flown through the bullseye center of rainbows, diving from above. The rainbow is a complete circle from above, so I immediately thought it was unusual that I was edging towards the edge of the rainbow in my visual field. It looked as though the timing would bring me right to the right side end of the arch of the rainbow. It did. I couldn't believe it. When I hit what had to be the perfect timing between being out of the rainbow and being in the edge of the rainbow, everything turned bright yellow in every direction around my car. I was engulfed in the gold at the end of the rainbow. I still don't understand it. What happened?
It is a delightful experience, and this does not happen often. But when the refraction of the light is exactly right, you can be and observe the end of the rainbow as the rainbow is refracted directly into the area near you or around you. And this is a delightful experience, and it happens.
Thank you. Next question, Michael Adler in San Diego area. We live in a 3D world of duality. We are shown that the primordial soup, one of the first forms, is a two torus, and the motion moves in two directions. Also, we have vibrations as the movement of energy between two poles. Is this the basis for why we live in a plane of duality? Now, I'll tell you, when I ask these questions, I know Terry's mind, it goes through Terry's mind. So I don't know if we can get an answer or not. But the primordial soup, one of the first forms, is a two torus, and the motion moves in two directions. Is this the basis where we live in a plane of duality? Does this duality also exist in the higher realms? Can we actually understand the higher realms in these terms? Is there a motion from one state or states of energy to another state, or states on top of the duality that we understand? Thank you. I often wonder about how all this works, and I appreciate your comments. Michael.
Thank you. When we look at that from one of the aspects of duality, there are, in the physical realm, there are one aspect and the opposite aspect. The light and the shadow, the life and the death, the money and the no money, the creativity and the no creativity, the destruction. So in the physical realm, there is destruction, which then makes way for further life. And it is built into the realm. Now, tracing this path to the patterns that are making up the energy that is being expressed, the energy is moving in different directions. One is countering the direction of the energy that is moving in the other direction. So you do have counter measures, counter energies. So you ask if it is a basis of duality. It is certainly expressed within the energies that appear in duality.
Thank you. Josie in Chicago. Maybe it's Char in Chicago. The email says Josie, but the email address, but it's signed Char, C-H-A-R. And she says, what can I do to earn money? You know what? I want to say a few things about that. Because what happens is people sit and they feel separated from money. And the first thing someone has to do is not feel separated from it. To, even though you don't have it, to bring it into your field and see it there. Because if you feel separated from it, then you are, and you keep creating that. And the degree in which you can have it is the degree in which you can unseparate yourself. And then understanding that money is a 3D exchange. So asking yourself, what can you contribute to 3D that's valuable enough for another person or some other group to pay you for it? You know, I have seen people, there's a guy in Sedona, I sat next to him in a bar, and he was in the state where he didn't have any money, and he decided he was going to go around and clean windows. And then he developed a big business cleaning all the windows of all the stores in Sedona. And I think he bought a house. He was making a good living. Now, that's not necessarily everyone's dharma to be cleaning windows, but it's like you can get a job for someone else, and then you're going to be a slave, okay? In many cases, not all cases, but, you know, it's going to be boring. It's like when you create something out of fulfilling real needs for other people, it creates a lot more energy and enthusiasm for what you do rather than a job. And when you have a job, somebody can fire you, and then you're back to square one again. But when you have a learned how to create value for others out of nothing. And I used the guy who was cleaning windows because, you know, anyone can do that. Anyone could go buy the materials and walk around. And most people would even be afraid to start because they don't want to get rejected. So you have to not care about being rejected. Hey, guy, I'm doing your windows today. I'm doing it for free just to get my feet wet. That's what you do, you know. And then you come back the second time. If I did a good job, maybe you could pay me $10 or $5 or something. And because the first time you're building your value, and you're not asking him for money. The second time, you've proven yourself. And you can ask for money, okay? In any case, let me turn that over to our sources. Because I think it's something that many people get stuck on, including myself.
lots of times in my life, to a lesser extent now, but I understand how it works. Okay.
Yes. When you do something of value for another, it brings an aura of happiness or joy or pride that you have done a good job. So when you can move into that energy and can see what it is that you enjoy doing for another, perhaps working with kids in the area of art, then you can, whatever it is, you can begin to do it, as Wynn has said, for instance, washing the windows for free, or cleaning the house, getting to know people, offering to help in ways that you see that they need help, something that gives you joy and pride, as well as being of benefit, which then can be remunerated. Wynn gave a very good answer.
Thank you. Okay, I think we have time for, hang on a second. You know what, Jim, I'm not going to ask your question. It's too long. Ask it next week, okay? And I think we will close the session for tonight, 7:55. Do we have any closing words from our sources?
We give each, impart each love and light to each one of you. We thank you for the opportunity to connect. You are very valuable, and love yourself. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for being here. And you know, I urge you all, please check out that ozone machine we're putting on out. I have studied ozone for years now, and I know it's one of the best things you can do to build your immune system. To get, we've had lots of people who have got machines from us that have had incredible results. And this coming Monday, we're going to do something new. Maybe once a month, we're looking at how it works, where we interview various people that are playing a part in our group. And we'll, I don't know who we're going to interview, who we're not, but we have like a few people lined up, and it's not going to be a normal interview show, and I'm not going to do it. Marilyn is going to do it. Maybe Heise will help. We're going to try it and see how it works. So come in on Monday. And we're also going to sing happy birthday for everybody that's having a birthday in the coming 30 days, okay? So just to try to honor all of you. And thank you all for being here and participating in this work.